Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Emma and Louie with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Government has announced a $24 million investment for a dedicated youth mental health unit in Cairns Hospital. The project aims to refurbish an existing space in the hospital, introducing 8 beds and an additional 24 staff to provide support for young people struggling with mental health. Health Minister Shannon Fentiman says the unit will complement current community-based services and make an enormous difference in the lives of young people in the far north. The Adolescent Mental Health Unit is expected to open in late 2025.
The Queensland Fire and Emergency Services is expected to receive its first pure electric heavy-duty truck today. The vehicle, the first of its kind in Australia, will be based in Caloundra and used for logistics delivery runs as part of a 12-month trial. QFES is also expecting delivery of another truck running on hydro-treated vegetable oil in Townsville. The Queensland Minister for Fire and Disaster Recovery, Nikki Boyd, said in a statement that the delivery of this vehicle marked a significant step forward in decarbonising the QFES fleet. The 12-month alternative energy trial will be run in partnership with the University of Queensland.
In national news, the claimed army history of Townsville's City Council Mayor Troy Thompson has been referred to the Crime and Corruption Commission. During his election campaign, Thompson claimed he served for 5 years in the Royal Australian Corps of Signals and the Special Air Service Regiment. This claim was then questioned by the Townsville Bulletin after Thompson told the newspaper he couldn't remember his service number. The Queensland body that investigates complaints against councillors has now referred the issue to the CCC, which Thompson claims he expected to happen. The City Council Mayor says he is not concerned by the investigation.
Penny Wong has labelled Israel's recent strikes on Rafah as having, quote, horrific and unacceptable consequences in a statement released earlier today. In the statement released on X, Wong emphasised the events of the last 24 hours, where Israel struck a tented area for displaced people in Rafah, killing 45, underscored the need for a humanitarian ceasefire. Wong also stressed the need for Israel to immediately halt its operations in Rafah, as well as the release of all hostages by Hamas. International condemnation of Israel's strike has been widespread. Earlier, Israel admitted mistakes were made in its targeting of the camp, in which it aimed to kill 2 Hamas leaders.
In international news, 21 people have been killed in the US as thunderstorms and tornadoes swept across 4 states. State authorities have reported fatalities in Arkansas, Texas, Kentucky, and Oklahoma after the storm tore through hundreds of buildings over the Memorial Day weekend. The U.S. National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm watch for several other states in the Northeast, while the Kentucky governor declared a state of emergency early on Monday. This comes as U.S. forecasters predict a potentially extraordinary upcoming 2024 Atlantic hurricane season.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers in the late morning and afternoon. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.